Welcome back to the Good We Can podcast. Or if you're joining us for the first time, I'm so glad you found us. I'm Bill Anzio. It's my pleasure each week to share a Bible reading with you and also a brief reflection from a book called Disciplines from Upper Room Publications. And this week in the lectionary, we turn to Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 27 to 30. This is one of the letters written by Paul when he was imprisoned, and it is to the church of a Greek town called Philippi. Paul writes, "Most important, live together in a manner worthy of Christ's gospel. Do this whether I come and see you or I'm absent and hear about you. Do this so that you stand firm, united in one spirit and mind as you struggle together to remain faithful to the gospel. That way you won't be afraid of anything your enemies do. Your faithfulness and courage are a sign of their coming destruction and your salvation, which is from God. God has generously granted you the privilege not only of believing in Christ, but also of suffering for Christ's sake. You are having the same struggle that you saw me face, and now hear that I am still facing." And now a devotion on this passage from Barbara Brown Taylor, Episcopal priest in the Diocese of Atlanta and author of many books. Philippi was a Roman military colony, which helps explain the military language here. Paul worked hard to use the language of the people to whom he wrote. If more Christians could read the New Testament in Greek, we might benefit from Paul's use of a word at verse 27 that shows up nowhere else in his letters. Polytuomai, translated variously as live your life, conduct yourself, or live together. Since the root word is polis, the Greek word for city, what has gone missing from English translations is the deep connection between how we live our lives and the communities in which we live them. A more literal translation of verse 27 might begin, "Conduct your citizenship in a way that is worthy of the good news of Christ." The net effect of this change is the way it puts believers in relationship with one another. We are not owners of private lots in a gospel subdivision where the good news means anything we say it means on our own property. Instead, we are citizens of a divine commonwealth that depends heavily on us to uphold its reputation. Whether Paul is with the Philippians in person or hearing about them from a distance, he is counting on them to conduct their citizenship in unity, standing firm in one spirit, striving together with one mind, which will not only distinguish them from their opponents, but will serve as evidence of their salvation as well. "This is God's doing," he says, "a gift that includes the twin privileges of believing in Christ and suffering with him." The mention of opponents makes it sound like they are a problem with our unity. But of course, they are not. Our unity is one of God's provisions that we have rebuffed all by ourselves. Strengthen us to do what unity requires of us, Christ Jesus, as we remember what it costs you to stay in unity with us. Amen. And now a question for your personal reflection this week. When has the good news to the poor challenged you? When you feel challenged by it, how do you seek to live worthy of the gospel? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast. Whether you've just discovered us or you listen regularly, we'd love to know you're there. Would you give us a thumbs up or a friendly comment before you go? That would mean a lot. And if you know a friend who might enjoy these weekly devotions, please tell them about us. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. We gather for worship each Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. And for more information about our church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on the Good We Can podcast.